He was in a reserved occupation during the Second World War because they were making components for aeroplanes, and I believe it was the windscreens, I'd call them, if it was in the car. I think they've got another name, clear. So he wasn't called up. He was too young to be called up in the First World War. Second World War, he was in a reserved occupation. But he joined the Observer Corps, so he used to go out at night watching for fly bombs, as my brother called them, and incendiaries. There was a lot of bombing in the area during the war. Mistley Quay, for instance, just opposite the ex-factory's site at Brantham, was set alight by incendiaries. There was Harwich Harbour for them to aim at. There was the mine depot. There was an explosive factory at Oakley. And then there was, of course, the BX Plastics. So they had a lot of targets around the store. And I think that those of us who grew up during the war still have memories or almost fears of planes going over and bombs dropping. I did want to mention that at the beginning of the war, three science sixth formers from Ipswich High School, just near Christchurch Park in Ipswich, they left school in 39, were unable to go to university at that time because of the war, and they joined as the first women workers in the research labs at Brantham. And I had the good fortune to meet all three of them later on, because I went to the Ipswich High School too and met them at the Old Girls Association meeting. That was the first time I knew perhaps why I'd been sent from one county into the next county, over the water, as they used to say, from Essex to Suffolk, which was a long journey for me, and I was only eight. It must have been that he was so impressed by these young women that he thought it was a better school for me to go to than the nearer one, which was in Colchester. As it was, I didn't turn into a scientist. I'm on the art side completely. My A-level subjects were Latin, Greek and English literature, and then I went on to study art and sculpture. But I appreciated the science that my father used to develop the new, exciting plastics industry.